Eddie, frustrated with how the season's gone?
I'm not happy about it, you know. Put in so much work and every week in and week out, to come out and win the game. And everybody's putting forth their best effort. We're just not coming out winning games, you know. It's not a lack of effort or a lack of fight. Guys are out there fighting. You can see today that we fought till the end, and it just so happens we're not finishing games and winning.
You trot onto that field there with under two to play. The ball's in your hand. You're at the 30, whatever. You got to figure your chances are good, and you go backwards. Well, why does that happen now? It seems like it's always happening to you guys. You can't come through in the clutch.
I don't know. That's the game of football sometimes, you know. You prepare to win every week, and we had momentum, and things are going our way at the end, and we just didn't finish the game. We had our opportunities, and we just didn't make the most of them.
How do you explain Eddie coming off to such a great start again, third straight game that you guys scored on the opening possession of the game, and then the offense sort of goes invisible for a couple quarters there?
I don't know. I can't put my finger on it, you know. We're out there playing as hard as we can, giving it everything that we got. We just got to find a way to play better.
Eddie, how is it to deal with the negativity? You guys are getting booed by the fans. Obviously, there's all kinds of off-the-field issues, which came to a head yesterday. How tough is that to focus on football and try to stay positive, where it seems like, man, it's just coming down around you?
I mean, we're professionals. We got to come out and play football no matter what's going on outside of this locker room. You got to take care of what you got to do on the field, you know. Distractions aren't an excuse. We're not going to use that as an excuse. We want to be winning games, so I can understand the fans' frustration, because we haven't won as many games as we probably should have. We're going to keep fighting. We're not going to give up, and next week we got to come out and get a win.
If it's a character thing, I guess, you know, mathematically you guys are still technically alive, but in the fourth quarter, when it looked like you guys, all the chips were against you, teams sure seemed to play hard with apparently not as much play for.
It tells you the character of this team, that we got guys that are going to fight to the end no matter what. That's how the season's going to go. That's how this game went. We're not going to give up. As long as there's time on the clock, we're going to keep fighting.
I get the impression there's no such thing as a moral victory, though.
No, there's not. It's wins and losses, you know. And we need wins right now, and we're going to keep fighting. We got a big game next week, a divisional game, and we got to come out and try to get a win.
I think a lot of the negativity has been around Josh. What's the sense from the team about him? Does he still have this team in his locker room?
Of course, you could tell by the fight today. The guys aren't giving up. That we got a coach that we want to play for, and we're playing for each other also. You got to play for the guy beside you, and you saw that today. We're not going to give up on each other at all.
Cool. Thank you.